For a change.
It actually happens. No, Willie. Ah, Willie, you're killing me. All right, all right, all right, all right.
I'm coming. Hang on, wait.
All right. I had to let Willie in. Sorry. Hey, everybody. I'm Kai Rosdahl. Welcome back to Make Me Smart.
He's a professional.
Where we make today makes sense. I am a trained radio professional. It is Friday, today, the 2nd of February. All
right, scoop. And I'm Nova Safo, filling in for Kimberly Adams. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. And it's Friday, so it's the YouTube live stream. And it means it's also time for our weekly happy hour episode. So excited about that.
And then Willie goes out the door and leaves the door to the shed open. And it's like 50 degrees in Los Angeles. And I'm freezing my
eyes. Oh, no, 50 degrees.
It's terrible.
How do
it's
you
terrible.
Stand
I can't
it?
Handle it?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I bundle up. That's what I do. And I put on the space heater. Yeah. So it's Friday. We will do what we usually do. I'm amusing Nova today. We will do what we usually do, which is a little bit of news. We'll do a little half full, half empty. I think Drew's on. And we will check to see what people are drinking. Nova, what are you drinking, my young friend?
Okay. So I have today this wine. It's called a Fumé Blanc from Valle de Guadalupe in Baja California, Mexico. It's a nice. Vivo Blanco. And I got this as a gift from our Morning Report producer, Ariana Rosas, who was last in Baja, yes. And she brought it back with her. So I'm enjoying it quite a bit. It's actually quite good. I recommend it.
I would just point out to any producers who work with me, which is all of the producers on this podcast and certain producers on a radio show I do, nobody ever buys me booze.
So you're doing something wrong, Kai.
I am doing something wrong. Okay, I'm having this is all I had in the garage, and I have to go out shopping later. A Stone Hazy IPA. It's very good. It's a little peachy, a little fruity, which is nice. I think it's, what's the ABV on this thing? 6.7. Let's see, what do we have going on? We've got, Kay Gilbert loves your Fumé Blanc. Heyman Slow Gin from Anguinup. Jody Pritchard having Vino Verde as she tends risotto on the stove. I do like a good Vino Verde.
It goes well with the risotto.
Let's see. Yes, it does. A lot of people are making fun of me for being cold in 50-degree weather. I'm just saying. Not nice to make fun of me.
Must be Chicagoans and Midwesterners. Yeah, right?
Anybody. Kay Gilbert's having a Ménage à Trois Midnight Dark Red Blend. It's more tannic than she cares
for. I love Ménage à Trois. It's a good label. I like the label.
Good for you. Are you a wine guy? Are you an enophile?
A little bit. Not too much, but... I'm familiar with that one because, Trader Joe's sells it. And it's,
Trader Joe sells it? Oh, well, there we go. Okay.
Seriously.
We're going to do some news, Nova. What do you got?
All right. So I don't want to start with a downer, but this is something that came out yesterday. It's a report from the Human Rights Watch, and it didn't get a lot of play because it's been so much news going on the last few days. But Human Rights Watch tied the use of aluminum in automobiles, certain amount of it, to the oppression of the Uyghur people in China. Because as it turns out, about 10% of the global aluminum supply comes from that region, the Xinjiang region in China. And what Human Rights does is actually specifically also pointed to Toyota, Volkswagen, General Motors, Tesla, and BYD, the electric vehicle company China. Which just overtook Tesla. And this really is about electric vehicles because aluminum is a component in the batteries, and we're going to need a lot more of it. And so we need to kind of nip this in the bud now so we don't have metal in our cars coming from what the United States considers genocidal behavior in China. It's
really interesting. Okay. The idea of force, totally, everything Nova said, I completely agree with. What's just news-wise interesting and disheartening is that it was front and center in the American news cycle for a good, number of years. And now as domestic politics have heated up and we are caught in our own Sturm und Drang, it has kind of fallen off the radar. So good for Human Rights Watch for bringing that back up.
Yeah, and I would like to point out that Associated Press did reach out to those four companies. They... Tesla and BYD did not get back to him, but General Motors, Volkswagen, Toyota did and said they either will review it or they've looked into these things before and have not found a connection. But the point that the Human Rights Watch is making is that if you are getting aluminum from Xinjiang, there is literally no way to ensure that there is no risk of forced right. labor being a part of that. So they have to get rid of that source. And mm-hmm. that's a tough call. That's a tough thing to ask and something that might have to happen.
Well, right. I mean, you know, right, it involves companies making economic decisions against their own interest, which is to say against their mm-hmm. profit and bottom line interest. And that's tough for companies to do, or tougher than it ought to be, I think, for companies
Indeed.
To do. You know?
Yeah. Indeed.
Okay. So mine is a little off the beaten path, but as is this story. So a number of weeks and or months ago, I mentioned on a show with Kimberly once that somehow randomly I found this woman on Instagram. Her name is Cole Brower, and she's a sailor. And she's in the middle of something called the Global Solo Challenge, which is racing alone in a sailboat around the world, 27,000 miles. And I mention it because, number one, it's amazing. Number two, she's 29. Number three, she's like 5 foot nothing and weighs 100 pounds. That's her description of her. And number four, this past week, she sailed around Cape Horn, which is the southern tip of South America, Tierra del Fuego down there, the southern ocean between South America and Antarctica. And it's just, it's a stunning, stunning achievement for anybody, let alone a young person alone. And it was really cool. And there's a story about her in People Magazine, and I encourage you all to follow her on TikTok. I think it's Cole Brower, not TikTok, Instagram, because I haven't got time for two social networks. Cole Brower Racing is her handle. And she's, I mean, the gutsiness that this woman has is just so stunning to me, and I think it's really cool. It's really cool. It's really cool.
What's it like to be out there all alone for
It's amazeballs. It's
stretches.
Crazy. I can't imagine. She hasn't seen a human being other than on a screen, which I suppose could be said for some people working in the
for a lot of us.
Here on the mainland. but you know, we're getting a decent night's sleep, and she's on a sailboat that's rocking and things break and throwing her across the deck in the middle of the night, and she broke a rib and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, I encourage you to read it. It's cool. It's kind of inspiring. I kind of dug it, actually. It's just really cool. It's just really cool.
Anyway, amazing what human beings can do, what it can accomplish.
That is a fact. That is a fact.
Yeah, look at Diana Nyad and the store and
true,
the movie,
true.
Annette Bening movie that just
former marketplace person.
Former Diana marketplace person.
She used to be a commentator here. Yeah.
Indeed. And had a show for a bit as well, I think. So.
That's right.
Wasn't she Savvy Traveler?
Right.
Back in
savvy
the day.
Savvy Traveler.
If you've come back to by far enough.
If you've been around for a while, like Nova and I have.
All right. Well, that's it for the news, right? We're going to take a quick break, and when we return,
you're in charge,
Bill. Oh, wow! Did you hear that, everybody? All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll play a round of half full, half empty on the other side. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
All right, half full, half empty is the game. Drew Jostad is in charge now. Drew, go.
Are you half full or half empty on Universal Music Group removing music from TikTok?
So that happened this week. The biggest music stars on the planet belong to Universal Music Group. They control something like some huge percentage, like it's more than half of all the music on the planet. TikTok, of course, has 1 of every 8 people on the planet uses TikTok. That's a big deal. I personally don't care.
Well, you know, I thought that was interesting. The Universal Music said something to the effect of TikTok is a music service.
Yep.
But they don't want to pay for it, which is such a smart, which is true. It's true. I mean, I think what makes TikTok is the music that goes with the videos on the funky, quirky videos and video templates. So, yeah, I mean, I think they should really pay up for that. I mean, it's a big part of their business model.
I think that's fair. Do you TikTok, Nova?
I do not. I will not put it anywhere near my smartphone for obvious reasons, being the accusations from our country and our intelligence services that there may be some potential nefarious tie-ins on the Chinese side.
But you do Instagram, right?
I Instagram, I reel all that stuff, and I have consumed others' TikTok videos that have been repurposed in other places, so I'm familiar with the genre.
Same.
So yeah, but I
same.
Can't bring myself to jump into that lake.
I'm with you. All right, Drew, number two, please.
According to an article last week in the New York Times food section, the microwave is a perfect tool for poaching fish. Are you half full or half empty?
Now you know what it's like when a host gets trolled by his producers. So let me just back up and set the scene. I am vocally and have been for many years on Twitter vocally opposed to microwaving fish, specifically microwaving fish in the office. You just can't freaking do that, people. I don't care what the New York Times says. All the way empty. It is a firing freaking offense.
Yeah, it's gross and it makes it rubbery. I don't understand how you could possibly say that it's any way a cooking tool. It's a warm up the leftovers tool. That's it.
And making
popcorn.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Half empty.
Please.
That was easy. Give us a hard one.
Bridget put that one in there, right? She must have.
Okay. Buy now, pay later systems, Afterpay and Klarna are launching monthly subscription programs. Are you half full or half empty?
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, you go first.
Yeah, I heard something about this. What a terrible idea. The idea that you pay a monthly subscription and then you get to spend and rack up debts.
It cuts out the service fees, I guess.
Oh, come on.
You just pay them the monthly subscription.
So it makes it easier to it gets easier to go into debt and buy things you can't afford.
Yeah.
Empty, thank you.
I don't think buy now pay later.
This seems like a really bad idea for personal finance. You know, just what was the term? I think, was it Yukai? I don't want to put words into your mouth.
What?
Did we talk about this on Tuesday? And did you say, or was it somebody else who used the word, I'm forgetting the word. What is it when it's like payday loans, the same thing? Like, it's abusive to the customer.
Oh, it
predatory.
Is. It is abusive.
Predatory. The word is predatory, what I was looking for. I don't know if that wasn't on Tuesday then. Somebody else said that, and I agree. Yeah.
Anyway, Drew.
Next topic.
We're out of gas on that one.
Are you half full or half empty on a new beer dispensing technology that fills pints and pitchers from the bottom up, freeing up the bartender to multitask?
I've only seen it with pint glasses, I guess. So it's a thing that you put on the bar, and obviously you have to have special glasses. Let me see if I can... Sorry, I'm gonna change screens here and make sure everybody can see this. So you take your pint glass, which is a special glass, and there's a little receptacle on the bar counter, and you plop the glass down in it, and there's a spout there, and it's connected to the tap, obviously, and beer comes in from the bottom and fills it from the bottom up. I think it's a cool gimmick. I don't know what it does for, like, the beer. I don't know. Yeah, and Gwyneth says there's like a magnet on the bottom over a hole. I don't know. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why do you need to fill the beer from the bottom up? Or what is the benefit of doing it?
I don't know.
The bartender doesn't have to stand there and pull the tap the whole time. And the idea is that if the bartender makes a mistake and puts too much head on it, they don't have to waste the beer.
Oh, well, all right. I mean, okay, I suppose. Whatever. You know? Me.
Seems like
first
world problems.
I just had to mute myself for a beer burp as it happens. Anyway. Drew.
Neutral. I don't know. Right. Next.
Nobody has strong opinions until now.
Yeah,
I
have no strong feelings.
Is the poll queued up?
Oh, this is the poll? All right. Okay. This is the poll.
Hmm. Half full or half empty on the Apple Vision Pro?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. I have so many opinions on this.
Go.
No, I have to keep my eyes
shut.
No, well, you, no,
right,
I can't.
Well, all right. So wait. So here's what we're going to do. I'm actually going to put a watch on this because either people have opinions or they don't. We will give them 1 minute, and I'm starting a timer now. So to refresh, for $3,500, you can buy from Tim Cook a gizmo that fits on your head, which kind of like puts you in another dimension, and it's goggles, but you can see through them, and there's like there's apps in there, and you can watch movies, and it's interactive somehow. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be whiz bang, and a lot of people who like it or who have tried it really like it. I will say again, $3,500. Let me also recommend to your commend to your attention an article in Vanity Fair, which I think is in front of the paywall, by Nick Bilton, who's their tech guy, about the R&D process at Apple. And it talks about Tim Cook 8 or 9 years ago going into this tippy top secret room on the Apple campus before they built that new circular building, and then putting this thing on his head, which was like a big box, and it had hoses and wires and everything coming out of it. But inside was amazing, and apparently Cook knew then that, all right, there's my 1 minute timer. Cook knew then that this was going to be huge. So you have to figure that this company has never really put a device wrong, right? I mean, yes, there was the Lisa, like back in 1997 or whatever, but the iPod, the phone, the iPad, the computers. I mean, it's done really well. It's done really well.
The watch.
What has not done really well in our poll? Look at this. Good. All right, so hold on. I'm just going
to
do the poll.
Am I about to be really happy about our listeners?
So Apple Vision Pro, half empty, 82%, half full, 17%, 175 votes. Nova Safo, you have the floor.
I love our listeners so much. What a complete and utter, like, really? This is what we need? Like, first we have robots roaming the streets and littering everywhere. And now we have a goggles on your head to take you away from reality even more than we already take ourselves away from reality. How about fewer gadgets? Like, I just don't understand the idea of, like, wrapping yourself up in digital technology and removing yourself from the world completely. My mind is boggled. And also, can we just talk about the fact that there is a dangling battery off this thing?
Yes.
So it's already ridiculous. It costs $3,500. And what does it do? It removes you from reality. We need less of this. I am done.
No, that's fine. You can keep going. You want a little more time? You got all the time in the world, fellas.
I am through.
All right, good. Okay. So super quick, just Terry Daugherty checking the YouTube chat. The woman sailing around the world is Cole, C-O-L-E, Brower, B-R-A-U-E-R. I think her handle on Instagram is Cole Brower Racing. I am torn about these goggles because everything Nova said is completely true. And the idea of, if you had, say, $15,000, a family of five or four with tax, right, sitting around watching the same movie but inside their own goggles is just dumb, right?
Thank you.
That said, this is first generation technology, maybe second if you count Meta's whatever the hell it is. What is their thing? I forget what their goggles are. Anyway, if you count Meta's,
Oculus
maybe a second.
Glasses? I don't know.
Oculus, yes, Oculus. Somebody call me when these things are actually glasses, not Google Glasses, not any, you know, the Snapchat thing, but when they have this functionality in glasses that you put on your face like regular glasses, because it will happen, right? It will happen. Maybe in 5 years, 10 years, but it will definitely happen. And the batteries will be tiny and they'll be in the stems of the glasses and they'll be all kinds of stuff, and it'll be whiz bang and it'll be amazing. But I completely agree that the challenge and the problem with these things is that they shut you off from reality. And even if you're sitting in an office with other people who are doing this, or even at home, and yes, you can see through them and all of that stuff. We're not there yet. That's what I think. We're not there.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting, you know, when they talk about use cases, like, well, you know, if you're an engineer or you're trying to repair something, you can overlay a plan on top of the thing and you can show you how to fix it. those are very interesting use cases, very specific use cases. But for entertainment, for I think for specific tool use, great. Right. For general public use, I'm
I think that's exactly
very
right.
skeptical.
Yeah.
Very, very skeptical. Yeah. Of their
totally agree.
Benefit.
Totally
but at agree. The same time, I'm also really skeptical of the benefit of Apple Watches. I mean, do we really need to measure every little aspect of our lives that way? Do we need to know how many steps we walk today?
So I am an Apple Watch wearer. I don't use it for steps. I don't use it for whatever. I use it for notifications. I use it for working out. Do I need it? No. I definitely don't need it. Do I have it? Yes. And now I feel bad about myself.
And that's all marketing.
Thanks, Nova.
It's all marketing. You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. We're going to go now. Back on Monday. Nova may never be here again. I don't know. If you've got a question or a comment you want to share with us, leave us a voicemail, 508-UB-SMART. That's UBSMART. Or you can email us at makemesmart@marketplace.org. That's how it gets to us.
All right, Make Me Smart is produced by Courtney Bergsieger. Today's episode was engineered by Charlton Thorpe. Our intern is Talia Menchaca.
There we go. Nova get cranked in early on the
I know
credits,
all those people very well.
That's right. The team behind our Friday game is Emily McCune and Antoinette Brock. Marissa Cabrera is our senior producer. Bridget Bodner is the director of podcasts. Francesca Levy is the executive director of digital and on demand. And that is where we are on a Friday afternoon.
A beautiful Friday. Nice, cool weather.
It's a little cold. Paul in Minnesota says, Nova, let's have him guest star again. Yes.
Anytime.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.